Sup, y'all? I'm recording this segment on February the 6th, and the segment is called Privilege. Let's discuss privilege. I have something in my mind to say about the term privilege, and I'd be looking at. I've been actually learning from right-wing black conservatives. If you ever heard the names of Candace Owens, she's very known. She was on TMZ with Kanye West. The Hodge twins. I've been rocking with the Hodge twins since I think 2016 or 2017. But I've been rocking with Candace since 2018. And Offset Tatum, if you ever heard his name, Brandon Tatum. He's like a 6 foot police, used to be a police officer. Now he got his own platform on YouTube. He's a black conservative as well. He's a little bit dramatic now. This other guy named ABL, Anthony Brian Logan, he's also a conservative. I've been learning about these black conservatives since last year or 2019. Just learning a lot from them. And this is also like a part two of that Uncle Tom documentary too. And Larry Elder, not sure he's a politician, but he's somewhere over there too. He's a black conservative as well. But the term privilege, after learning from not only just the right-wing blacks conservatives, but also the left-wing black liberals. You know, I like to learn from both perspectives and learning from both parties, you know. On that. But back to my point is, one side is saying that white privilege is real. Privilege. All white people do is get privilege. And if I get this job, it's most likely to get to a white person. You know, if there's a black homeless guy and a white homeless guy, the white homeless guy is most likely the job, all that other shit. Excuse my language. But on the black conservatives, when they talk about privilege, it's very similar on how I talk about it. They're saying that there's no such thing as white privilege, and it's just a myth. It's a misconception, and it's a fake ideology to brainwash black people based on the Democratic Party, which is, that sounds very true in my opinion. And that could be something they made up. I don't know. But it's nothing wrong to learn from the other side. You know. So yeah, with that term privilege, it's kind of similar to what I'm saying too. Mine, white privilege could be real, but I'm just saying, I'm thinking when it comes to the term privilege, I'm thinking of economically privileged. You know, everybody's got their own. If you have a household, you basically have privilege. If you live in the state and you got everything, you got food and resources, you basically are privileged than the average American. You know, look at me and my parents. My parents, they've worked smart enough to be in a financial state and being in financial stability, actually. You know, middle class family. We got a roof on top, so we privileged. And plus, we black on top, so we got that privilege. Yeah, I'm pretty much sure that privilege is more of an economic term rather than a racial term. Because you see wealthy blacks, middle class blacks, low income blacks, homeless blacks, you know, every of those different type of income states or types, they have some sort of privilege. Homeless people, most of the time, they just want to be left alone, you know. They don't want to deal with the reality shit. They just want to deal with themselves. So I understand. I like the homeless people. I rock with them. I mean, I don't hang out with them, but I have much respect for them, you know. You know, you don't know what those people go through, you know. So that's why I'm blessed to have a household and stuff. You know, being thankful without. So back to my point. I'm getting too deep. So yeah. I don't believe white privilege is real. Excuse me. I don't believe white privilege is real, but I believe economically privilege is real. You know, that's what I've been learning from both these parties. And also, I'm gonna try to make another segment about the Capitol Hill riots. I could do a little redo. The Capitol riots. I tried to record another segment of mine like this as well, but I didn't feel enthused to record that day. So, you know. So, oh well, I guess it's a part two of the Capitol riots. So basically, these damn Trump supporters, they came and they riot themselves to the Capitol Hill because of some bull crap about the whole election being fraudulent and the media and all that shenanigans and stuff. Rudy Giuliani wasn't involved in the riots, but he was the one shouting them to go to the Capitol riots, and something he was saying about the Capitol riots, you know, that fool, he just be so much just stick in the mud and he's behind. I don't understand him. I don't really understand that man at all. Trial by combat, that's what he said. Let it be trial by combat. New Tea Party. These people make me sick. I'm not about to cuss on here. These people make me so sick. They so full of ish, if you get what I'm saying. You know, so back to the Capitol riots. These people, they just, I don't understand. These fools just literally went to the Capitol riots, made it their day, and like, oh, we can go to the Capitol riots. We're going to go trash some windows. We're going to destroy some stuff. We're going to act a fool because we full of crap and all this other stuff. You know, I just don't understand. You ain't got nothing better to do with your life. You decide to go to Capitol Hill and go destroy that. I'm going to talk about the media and Black Lives Matter and Tifa, all that stuff later on. But we're trying to talk about the Capitol Hill stuff. But, yeah, these people basically went to the Capitol Hill and just, like, marched down there and protested and rioting and all because of Trump. All because of Trump stuff. And everybody, the insurrection is what it's called. And everybody who was involved pretty much got arrested. Not during that time, but, like, the aftermath, the post. So some of them, they were able to get inside. This one black guy, he was an officer. He was trying to, poor guy. I think he was outnumbered. He was definitely outnumbered. You know, he was honored for the inauguration for Vice President Harris, excuse me. Screwing up already. I'm trying to look this up. They're not bringing it up. Hold up. Capitol riot. Capitol Hill. Capitol Hill riot. Insurrection. Yeah. One officer died from it. A lady that was part of the Trump supporters. God forgive me. I felt bad for the lady. I thought she was one of the senators inside of the Capitol. Like, I was very worried for that woman. But come to find out, this dumb lady was one of the Trump supporters. And I'm like, you were in the wrong time in the wrong period, ma'am. You could have been home with your family. You could have been alive for 2021. Like, this was the start of the new year. And everybody's going mad with this. You know, this was the start of a new year. And this lady just like, it's my right. It's the freedom. They took the election from us and it was fraudulent and all this other stuff. You know, lady, you could have been alive. You could have hung up with your family, but you kind of got what you deserve, basically. I'm trying to say it in a Christian nice way, but stuff like this, you just got to say it honestly. You know, the right wing extremism in the United States, any extremist group is horrible. I don't care if it's Proud Boys, Antifa, I don't know about Black Lives Matter. I'm not sure if that Black Lives Matter is an extremist group. They could be, I don't know. But you got some instigators in that as well. You might have some white supremacists as in QAnon supporters in that little Capitol riots and all this other stuff. Yeah, some of them were able to get inside, though. One guy was dressed up like a deer or some kind of animal. Another guy sat in, I think, the house chair, Pence's chair or something. He didn't even look white. He looked like a different race. It was a black guy out there, too. I'm like, dang, look at one of my people over there. I'm surprised the Hodge twins didn't go over there, but who knows? They probably would have went there as well. You know, I don't know. I think they would stay with their families. So yeah, they had some of the Proud Boys over there, the Oath Keepers. Like, some of these extremist groups, they need to go sit down. I don't care if you left wing or right wing. I don't care if it was Black Lives Matter or Antifa. No group should be able to go to the Capitol riots under any circumstances. On either candidate lost or if it was fraudulent. Because back in 2016, I'm not sure if any left-wing protesters did the same thing as these people did. But back in 2016, Hillary was talking about, oh, the election was fraudulent and the Russians did it. So all of this stuff, you know, it's both sides. Both sides do stupid stuff. Both parties do that. So, yeah, I'm not going to try to defend one side or the other. I'm just going to say how I feel about it, like ABL. ABL, Anthony Brian Logan. Go follow him on YouTube, y'all. Yeah, his stuttering, he got a stuttering problem, but he's still a good YouTuber. But back to my point, yeah, some of these people, they were able to get inside. And one guy, he was very interesting out of all the bunch, because he seemed more like a mastermind, but his voice was all rashy and all that. He broke inside a Nancy Pelosi's office, that guy with the his feet was on her desk and stuff. You know, I feel bad for her office. You know, this is why, Nancy Pelosi, you should have a gun. You know, because I think if she, I would think that she would go out like John Wick on these Trump supporters, just to say, I think she would. Somebody would, for sure. Yeah. And this actually has made it worse for Trump, to be honest with you. This has made it worse for him. Now they are trying to impeach him for the second time. He's the first president to be impeached twice. You know, the first time didn't work, so they tried him for the second time. And if you ain't impeaching him, I don't give a care if you Democrat or Republican. If you don't impeach him, shame on you then. You just don't see the picture. You know, you just don't see the picture. And Ted Cruz is so full of it. He's so full of it. I really hate that guy. I think he's the Zodiac Killer in conspiracy rules. If everybody's talking about conspiracies all of a sudden, I think he's the Zodiac Killer. I believe that ish. I think he traveled back in time and became the Zodiac Killer and was killing everybody. Whatever hinders crimes he has done. Yeah, this one guy, he died. Five people died and were fatally injured during the event. One officer, one Capitol police officer, and four were old. Among those who stormed or protested at the Capitol. Yeah, it was a lot of people that got injured. It was a lot of people that got killed. Actually, not a lot. I'm not sure. It was definitely like few got killed, but it was a lot of injured people. I think most of those, definitely police officers, they got their ass whooped by the protest. One guy, he was, I guess they pulled on him and they just beat him and stuff. He was getting his ass whooped. And another guy, I think he was like kind of slammed. Not slammed. He was in some kind of tight situation. He was screaming. He said, help, help, help. You know, he was like between the doors or something. I think he was really scrawny. Like, because if that was me in his shoes, I would have been dead. I would have been another officer. Gone quick. You know, because based on his situation, I think he was skinny. In my opinion. Yeah, the guy that died was Brian D. Sicknick. Yeah, condolences to his family as well. As being a hero and, you know. I'm just like, bruh. Dang. During the riot, Elizabeth Babbitt, a 35-year-old Air Force veteran from San Diego, excuse me, was fatally shot by Capitol Police as she attempted to climb through a shattered window in a barricaded door leading to the speaker's lobby, which is direct. Was that the lady got shot? Yep, that was the one that got shot. I thought she was one of the senators or the people that worked inside the Capitol. I didn't know she was a Trump supporter. So yeah, the lady basically got what she deserved. God forgive me, but sometimes when people do dumb ish, hey man, we just live in an emotional world. There's not a lot of objective people in this world. And we don't want the world to be too objective in case it becomes like another, what's that Christian Bale movie with Taye Diggs in it? That movie. That movie, for sure, yeah. I believe if it was Black Lives Matter or Antifa doing this kind of ish, I don't think it would have, you know. Some people on the left, like, oh, if it was, even Joe Biden, President Biden, he said, if it was a Black Lives Matter, these people would have been killed and all this other stuff. Yeah, that'd be somewhat true. Somewhat true to me. I think they would be more killed, to be honest. More beaten. That's somewhat true. I believe it. I believe it. But I think most of those those Trump supporters, I believe majority of them, I believe they should have got shot. Killed, maybe, you know. It wouldn't be the Christian way, but I think since it was all of them, how can I say this? If I was an officer, I would go John Wick on them niggas. God forgive me. Yeah, so this is the ending of the segment for the Capitol riots. I think I was more enthused with this one, this recording instead. Thank the Lord, I got it over. So hopefully you enjoyed this segment. All right, y'all, let's talk about the media. I just recorded about the 2021 storm in the United States Capitol Hill, aka Capitol Hill. If you didn't know, it happened in the beginning. It happened January 6th, to be honest. The same exact day my dog had another seizure. The dog didn't die. He lived like he always do. But thank God. Let's talk about the media. The media is something. They're a bunch of instigators. Out of habit, I watch CNN. I watch ABC. I watch GMA. I watch all that stuff. Out of habit. So I might come across as being a hypocrite talking about the media. But the media they're the most instigating news sources ever. They are, you know, they by far are. They see the big picture, which is a good thing, but they twist it up in their own words. You know, we got people like that in schools, you know, don't you think? Those rumors get started, you know. I'm not sure Trump is right, but the media is wrong. I'm not sure. I'm not defending the man because I'm anti-Trump, but I'm pro-objective. Yeah, but the media, they are something else. They just keep saying the same stuff over and over. When it comes to black folks, when the media talks about race, basically, start with that. When the media talks about race, oh, the officer was being racist, Karen was being racist, and all that shit. Excuse my language. He was black, racist. They use trigger words to trigger black people. And I've learned from this in 2019, late 2019, after learning from people like Candace Owens, Larry Elder, Thomas Sowell, Denzel Washington. Denzel Washington is actually a Democrat, but I would describe more of a conservative Democrat in a sense. I will talk about Denzel in a minute. What I'm saying is, don't let the media fool you. They want to be your friend, but they really not your friend. They will lie to you in your face. And Kanye West said this in 2018. And people called him crazy. People called him bipolar. People called him all kinds of names. And Kanye's not crazy. Kanye's a genius. He's woke. That's a term called woke. Kanye is woke. Do I agree with him admiring Trump? No, I don't. I don't even like Trump. It's like saying... It's like Kanye is my best friend and he's hanging out with my enemy. What I'm supposed to do, you know? He can hang out with that nigga. Excuse my language. He can hang out with him. But I ain't hanging out with him. I'm hanging out with Kanye. Kanye's woke. You know, it was back in 2018 when he went to the White House. Yeah, that same day that he was, use the term MF for now. And he was mentioning something that's saying that black people are emotionally triggered by certain words. And that is so true, because I've seen that. I've seen it in my house. I've seen that in my school. So don't let the media fool you. I like Don Lemon. I like Chris Cuomo. I like all those people. But they're instigators. And number one, never trust a white liberal. Never trust a white liberal. They're just like this old Southern whites back in the day. Remember the Trail of Tears? Remember the Trail of Tears? I'm pretty sure I'm not explaining it well. Go see the movie Uncle Tom. It explained it well for you. But just don't trust the media. Don't trust it. Now back to Denzel. I was watching this Thomas Sowell This Thomas Sowell video about celebrities that agree with him. What's that dude's name? Mario from Save the Bell. He was on there. Thomas Sowell, Denzel Washington. And Denzel Washington, it was some other people as well. Denzel Washington was saying that he was mentioning that households, was there a father in the household? If there's no father in the household, you're going to end up in the streets. Basically, I'm about the two-parent household, the nuclear family. If most of my viewers didn't know, you know. Denzel's a wise man. He's a wise man. He's known for not with certain women. He has a particular type. Don't you think? He's a wise man. I would take this advice from him. He was saying that most people will learn better in life if there was a father in the house rather than the mother. And I can highly agree with him, coming from a man that has a father in his house. Because at least a man can bring structure to the house. A man can teach the child to treat a woman right, bring obedience, bring discipline to the house. That's not always the case, but most times it's the case. You know, nowadays you got people getting women pregnant. It's not my body, you know, let her have the baby or not. It's not my body. But if she does have the baby, it has to be the father's choice. It really has to be the father's. I mean, the choice to take care of her and the baby. Man up. Now, if you leave her, you being a bitch. I don't care. You being a bitch. Excuse my language. You supposed to be the father. You, first of all, you pregnated her. Now you want to bail out? Don't you think that's being a bitch? Don't you think that? You were supposed to be the father of this child. You know? And that's what Denzel's basically saying. He's seeing his generation. He's seen it in the generations forthcoming. You know? Denzel. Wisest man in the film industry ever. Take that advice from him. You know, it was a reporter that asked him about Black Lives Matter. What you think about Black Lives Matter and what they doing with everything else? See, free speech. You know, that's their right to do what they do. It's their free speech. No comment. Like, free speech, you know. Black Lives Matter, you know. Free speech. This is America, man. Sometimes these white liberals want you to get a reaction. It's like, oh, they doing all the trash and stuff. You know, all this other stuff. Oh, yeah, that was one thing in the media I was talking about. What I don't understand is the summertime of 2020, when Black Lives Matter and Antifa and all those other left-wing groups were trashing up buildings and stuff, destroying their own cities. literally destroying your own cities. Because during the time there was George Floyd died with Derek Chauvin with his knee on Mr. Floyd's neck. I understand the purpose of y'all doing that. But majority of those places at that city had businesses. And if I was a business owner, I wouldn't want them destroying my shit. And majority of the time, people were just there to peaceful protest. And you had some other people like just destroying Target for no reason. Like, why are you destroying Target? Just burning up all these businesses and stuff. Do you know how much that cost? You're costing the cities, the mayor and all these other people to spend their money to fix their city. I understand the purpose. I understand that. But what I don't understand is you're destroying your own cities. You're destroying these people's businesses. And one thing with the media is they were acting all calm with that. It's like, it's a peaceful protest. It's peaceful. They destroying buildings. That's all right with us. But with the Capitol Hill and stuff, they was like, oh, Trump supporters are, they're deemed domestic terrorists and they going to the Capitol to destroy. I know that's a different location, but don't you think they both deserve the same treatment? You know, don't you think they both deserve the same treatment as well? Oh my God, Black Lives Matter, they're destroying the stores. We gotta stop them. Same with Trump supporters. You know, I'm just like, I don't understand America. And this just tells you how the media gets full of ish. They're just full of ish, you know? They're like it's like they're graduating from Smollett Academy. Smollett. You know? Speaking of Smollett, that's a different topic. Like Erica Thomas, you know, her little situation. You know, if the man called you a biatch, you know, were you acting like one? Are you going to, like, it's like saying somebody called me the N-word. What should I do? Give them power and let them win? Or use sarcasm? Or just be quiet? I think we live in the emotional world that people are being worldly sensitive nowadays. They get so far with their emotions. Even with this country singer named Morgan Walken. I don't listen to country as well, so other than Old Town Road, that's the only one. He was using the N-word, and now the media is like, oh, country singers and backlash for using the N-word and all blah blah blah. I'm like, bruh. It just depends on the context on what he was saying. He was saying, oh, bye-bye, my nigga, bye. Then that's fine with me. But if he was saying something like, let's hang up some niggers and I want to kill a nigger when I get home, I want to kill that nigger. I'm like, okay, this action. I'm being aware of his action rather than, you know. I think people get too sensitive nowadays. You know, I just be shaking my head with the media. Local news is all right. They not that bad. I don't have a problem with local news. But worldly news. But out of habit, I look at CNN and ABC. Out of habit, and I just hate that because it makes me a hypocrite. It's just out of habit. That's all I want to discuss with y'all right now with the segment. Yeah, I meant to record this from last year. And there's a segment. This segment is going to be called Ice Cube. So basically, this segment is about from last year about Ice Cube supporting Trump and all that. I really didn't want to make this segment, but because it was last year, I would have probably felt more enthused to record this, but oh well. So last year, Ice Cube was faced with backlash after supporting Trump. The Hodge Twins were talking about it. Ice Cube was supporting the white man, and they were joking and stuff. Ice Cube really went under fire from CNN, the black community, Roland Martin. Shout out to Roland Martin. I'll be watching his videos as well. He's a Yates alumni as well. I'm not a Yates alumni, but my mom is. Back to what I was saying. So yeah, Ice Cube was facing some backlash last year. He was basically trying to tell people, take some heat with working with the Trump administration and racial equality and dressing that with the late president, Trump. You know, every side is the dark side for us in the U.S. Why is this on? I don't have that on. All this music. Black America contract with the Black America, with their plan. I think with Ice Cube's plan when he was meeting with Como and I think Roland Martin, I think Ice Cube had some comprehension issues going on. Like, he didn't know what the hell he was talking about too. Maybe it's because he was in that house all day. And plus his beard was cool to an extent, but I think he should have shaved. I like Ice Cube, man. I've been rocking with Ice Cube since, like, I don't even know how long. I like his music. He's like my favorite NWA rapper. That tough guy-ish. I like his movies. You know, I got mad respect for him and his family. His son is in acting. He's got good movies as well. But Ice Cube is like, I'm waiting for that next Jump Street movie. I don't know what the hell Ice Cube's going on with him. But yeah, that was like last year where he was in endorsing Trump. Him, 50 Cent, Lil Wayne, Kanye, all them. You know, what can I do? They rich. But thank God Trump didn't win, because I ain't really care about Trump. I know who I voted for. I voted for Kanye West. My parents voted for, you know, what's his name. I ain't gonna throw them under the bus. But yeah, I voted for Kanye. Don't question me on who I voted for, but I voted for Kanye. There's your answer right there. I voted for Kanye. He got my votes. He gonna definitely get my votes for 2024. If not, Bernie Sanders. Because I rock with Bernie. I know socialists and all this other stuff, but Bernie F's with the youth. He F's with the youth. I'm gonna talk about that Bernie meme later. But yeah, Ice Cube was faced with some backlash last year too. His beard. He was just saying some stuff about, he was getting a whole debacle with Como and all of that stuff. Especially Roland Martin. And my mom was getting really agitated, irritated with him. He ain't the one. Ice Cube, Roland Martin, you know that kind of stuff. That's my mama, y'all. That's my mama. Only I can talk about her because we got a bond. Love your mama. Love your mama. Yeah, Ice Cube was going through some stuff last year, man. Neighborhoods with the highest policing standards. I think you know who Ice Cube should have contacted with? He should have contacted with Killer Mike. Killer Mike, who else? Trey the Truth. Who else was with black people that last year too? Whoever. I just know Killer Mike and Trey the Truth by that far. You know, anybody's helping with the culture. Yeah. I told my mom this about Ice Cube, you know. This is what happens when you stay at home too long. You say dumb ish. You say stupid stuff. Look at me. I be in the house all, you know. Man. I be in the house. I be in the house. I don't go out. So I understand from Ice Cube's pinpoint. So yeah, I think it was today that he released a new song. It's called Maintain or something. This is I'm recording this on February 6th, so yeah. Ice Cube. I'm on Spotify right now. Natural Born Killers is a good song. Check out that song Natural Born Killers with Ice Cube and Dr. Dre. That song happened after that the dissemble of I think it happened after Eazy-E's death or something, and I guess Ice Cube and Dr. Dre was trying to collab or something. That was a good thing, I guess. So yeah, the song is called Trying to Maintain. So the song was about Ice Cube, and I guess he was against the people cancel culture. I hate those people cancel culture. I really hate that. I'm a really I'm a I gotta make a list. I might need to talk about cancel culture as well. So yeah, Ice Cube, cancel culture. Yeah, I got mad respect for Ice Cube. Yeah, Kanye and Ice Cube and Jay-Z. Yeah, Ice Cube addresses the trolls and cancel culture on Trying to Maintain. We haven't received new music from Cube for some time, and hip hop is excited to hear this one. Yeah, shout out to Ice Cube one time. That's all I want to talk about. His debacle from last year, and on the heels of the news that he soon meet with President Joe Biden. Yeah, he will soon meet with Joe Biden. Ice Cube returns with a new single, Trying to Maintain. The last time we received an album from Cube was 2018's Everything's Corrupt. So hopefully this new release is a hint at a project to come. While we cross our fingers and await news of a forthcoming full-length project stream, Ice Cube's Trying to Maintain, and let us what you think. If your cancel culture be out, you can't cancel a soldier quit. I heard of it. So yeah, go check out that song from Cube, man. Shout out to Cube, man. We all, as people, we're only human. We keep going up, we keep going back down. We keep going up, we keep going back down. You know, learning from Killer Mike. You know, I learned people from the left and the right. You know, just learn. You might learn from somebody that has different political beliefs as you do, but you might have some in common. Like, y'all might like the same video game, you know. Never know. You never know. You never know until you try. You know. My family be making fun of me about me listening to Candace Owens and Offset Tatum and all this other stuff. That's them. Let them be ignorant. This is me. So, that's them. I'm just being open-minded instead of narrow-minded. Yeah. That's all I want to talk about Ice Cube. I need to talk about Jacob Blake, bro. I need to talk about his ass. Excuse my language. Jacob Blake. Oh, God. I'm glad you're alive, bro. I'm glad you're alive. I'm very glad you're alive. I still believe that an officer should never shot him multiple times. What the hell? Why the hell did it say Google? Why the hell did it Google Jacob Blake shooting video and dead? Jacob Blake is not dead. He alive, bruh. He survived that. After you survive that, you can go sit down, bruh. Yeah, you need to go sit down. Yeah, I think it was Michael Strahan. He had an interview with Jacob Blake. Come to find out, this boy had a knife in the car. They don't tell you that kind of stuff on the media. See, that's the problem with the media. They see the full picture, but they don't know the damn details. That's what I've learned from both political spectrums. Liberals, they see the picture. Conservatives, they look at the details. So liberals are basically more emotional driven, and conservatives are more objective. I try to stay in the middle, you know. Out of habit, I do lean liberal, but based on my mindset, I'm conservative. Based on my mindset, you gotta use your brain. Yeah, come to find out, this dude had a damn knife. Excuse my language. Come to find out, this Negro had a knife, bro. Coming to find out, he had a knife. I feel bad for the boy's condition, because he could have been honestly another George Floyd. Shout out to George Floyd, man. Condolences to him and his family, and Breonna Taylor and Rashard Brooks. Was that the black guy that was beating up the officers? Shout out to him. It's Charles Kinsey. Yeah, they got a whole list of people. If you go under, it says people also search for. Yeah. I think, you know, although Jacob Blake is paralyzed, he better be thanking God he's still alive. He better be thanking God. You know. I think at this point you need to go sit down somewhere. condolences for his family. God forgive me, but you need to go sit down somewhere. Had a knife in there, bruh. You know, when it comes to like the police officers, especially if there's two white police officers and they handling somebody black, it's not going to be good. Because you know the media, they like, there's something else. Media is something else, bro. I tell you, bro. They are something else. Yeah. Get your knee off our necks. Kenosha unrest shooting. Who was killed? Who was that? Kyle Rittenhouse. Shot and killed two protesters and wounded. Oh, the white guy. Yeah, the white dude. Some say this is most people on the right say that's his amendment right. I don't even know what amendment that is. God forgive me, but I forget. It's so many amendments, I don't make any sense for me not to remember all this other stuff. God forgive me. It's my fault to not know the bear of God. I'm gonna screw up. Let me not say nothing. You know. I say it's his right, but don't be killing folks. That's the thing. There's one side saying there should be less gun control, and another side, there should be more gun control. I say let it be moderate gun control. You can keep your guns, but there's going to be some guidelines. There's going to be some rules and regulations. Keep your guns. There's going to be some guidelines, like ACC. They the same way over there. I was reading their little thing as well, their little syllabus. People can keep their guns on campus, but there's going to be some rules. I believe people have the right. There's just going to have to be some rules, you know. You don't want to put too much gun control and people like, I'm, you know, you don't want to put too much on folks. And there's one side that believes in guns and the other side don't believe in guns. So that one side going to most likely get break-ins. Dang, even Dave Chappelle talked about it, that A46. I watched that too. Who watched that? He was talking about Kenneth Owens, Coochie. And just come to find out, Dave Chappelle just got COVID. And just come to find out, T.I. was involved with some accusations about drugging women and raping them. Two men. It talked about Kenneth Owens. Wow. I've always wanted to say that. Two men that talked bad about Candace Owens. I wonder where she at. I'm not saying she perfect, but if you're going to dog her out, yeah. If you're going to dog her out, well, you got to curse yourself. Karma's a biatch, ain't it? Karma is a biatch. Shout out to Killer Mike, though, because at least me and him on the same wavelength. I'm not going to say we're on the same wavelength. I'm going to say that we understand on what black people go through, and he has the ability to bring both parties together. That's why I like him. And not only that, I've been listening to his music since 2016. Shout out to Killer Mike, man. Shout out to Killer Mike. Y'all need to watch that T.I. podcast on I think it was 2019. It was the same week when not the same week. It was back in 2019. It's called the Atlanta Way. I'd be binge hearing the crap out of that his podcast. I don't listen to none of T.I.'s new stuff. I only listen to the ones with him and Killer Mike. Basically. Just to put that out there. Those are the only ones I've been listening about. Yeah, Jacob Blake. Come to find out this nigga had a knife. I don't know why. Especially if you got two officers on you. That don't make no sense. One's pointing the gun on your back and the other one is like, maybe it's two guns on him. Oh yeah, it's two guns. I feel bad for him. All I can say is, you can learn from this. And at least you alive, bruh. Because to be honest with you, you could have been dead, bruh. You could have been another black guy passed away. It's jacked up, the situation was, but, you know, it's sad, man. It's sad. Who is this white dude? Jacob Blake says he was ready to surrender before being shot. Teen charged in killing poses. What the hell? Blake Gray. Who are these people? These white people popping up. I looked up Jacob Blake. All these white dudes from TikTok popped up. Come to find out, this dude, I don't know if he African, but that's that dude that be a race hustler. Him and Al Sharpton are a bunch of race hustlers. Find them trials about race. That's why I like Thomas Sowell. Denzel Washington, Thomas Sowell. There's a quote on Pinterest that I found on Thomas Sowell. He was quoting about race hustlers and stuff. Me find it. Not on Pinterest, hoped. Race hustlers. I sent it to my dad, I believe. Because, sometimes when you got family members that don't understand stuff, you got to show them stuff, I believe. Where's that quote at? He was talking about the race hustlers. Yep, Al Sharpton and Hillary Clinton. They something else, ain't they? This is election fraud and all this other stuff. Y'all just like Trump, bruh. Y'all get on my nerves. Y'all ain't not so different from Trump. Joe Biden is racist. Trump is racist. All them people are racist. I don't give a fizz naive what y'all say. Oh, here's the quote. Racism is not dead, but it's on life support. Kept alive by politicians, race hustlers, and people who get a sense of superiority by denouncing others as racist. That is so true. And I see that stuff every day. Mostly on the news. Let me see. Let me read this other one. It is hard to imagine a more stupid or more dangerous way of making decisions than by putting those decisions in the hands of people who pay no price for being wrong. Thomas Sowell. God bless his heart. I think Thomas Sowell, since Cicely Tyson died, let me see how old Thomas Sowell is. He in his 90s, though. I know he's in his 90s. Oh, yeah, he's 90. Yeah, he's 90. I thought he was 96. That's why it's always good to expand. Look at this. It takes considerable knowledge just to realize the extent of your own ignorance. Socialism in general has a record of failure so blank that only an intellectual could ignore or evade it. Yeah. Shout out to Thomas Sowell. Shout out to Walter E. Williams. Oh, R.I.P. Walter E. Williams. R.I.P. He died in December last year. Shout out to Larry Elder. These are woke black people. Not those hooligans like Erica Thomas. Actually, Erica Smollett is her name. That's why I can't stand people like that, because they just bringing black folks down, all that drama and all that dramatic. I don't understand, bruh. That's why I gotta rock with the conservatives, because they got objective mindset. And that's just my honest opinion. I would rock. Oh, Jesse Lee Peterson. Shout out to him too. He was on the Uncle Tom documentary as well. I don't even think I did a good job reviewing that movie. By reviewing, I'm talking about talking about it. Ben Shapiro's on here as well. He talks fast. Like a little know-it-all. Candace Owens is a know-it-all, but I just learned from him. Ayn Rand is on here. I remember Ayn Rand. She's an atheist. But we were talking about, I did some project about Ayn Rand in high school. I forgot what it was. I think it was for my history teacher back in high school. Geography teacher? I'm not gonna say her name. I'm gonna say her name. If any of my viewers that go to my high school, I'm the alumni from my high school. If y'all listen to me, y'all already know who I'm talking about the geography and history teacher. And I just mentioned she. Jason Riley, he looked like Mr. He looked like my old advisory teacher. I almost said his name as well. Let me get off of here. So this is the segment, bruh. Again, I'm recording another segment. On February 6th, I've came across with a video that ABL Anthony Brian Logan posted on his YouTube. Go subscribe to him, man. He's cool. I think it was a day ago, 2 days ago. My dad, I was sleeping downstairs. I was hearing the news, and I think I was hearing The View or whatever. Something was going on. And then my dad, I guess he woke me up out of my sleep and said, "Oh, Van Jones is hugging Candace Owens and all this other stuff." And so I ran across that ABL stuff, his videos, The View attacks Van Jones for betraying the black community. And I'm hearing this lady basically saying that he, "Oh, you used to be for George Floyd and you trying to stay in the middle, unite people, and you cried when Joe Biden won and other stuff. But now black people don't even like you anymore. Black people don't even want to be your friend anymore." It's like, lady, you are so fucking stupid. Do you know how dumb you sound? Do you even know how dumb you sound? Candace Owens is black. What does it have to do with this man hugging her, taking a picture with her? What does it got to do with it? She's black as well, dumbass. She's a black woman. She's got different beliefs than him. He's a black liberal. She's a black conservative. I'm just like thinking in my head, these people on the left are just so stupid. I'm not saying everybody on the left. Majority of y'all on the left are stupid. Some of y'all are objective like me, but she's a black woman. Of course she supports Trump. Of course she's conservative. But what Van Jones is doing, what y'all are blindly doing, Van Jones, he's just trying to unite with people because this whole country's a debacle. This whole country's going through shit. Excuse my language. This whole country's going through stuff that the average person or the average liberal, the average conservative doesn't understand. I don't think he's betraying the black community. I think he's taking a mature step better than the black community. Because majority of the time in the black community, we get emotional when we see somebody from a different party or somebody supporting somebody else. This is coming from a person that don't even like Trump. I don't like Trump. I don't like Trump. I hate Trump's freaking guts. But I'm anti-Trump, but I'm pro other black opinions. Like Killer Mike, I took that part from Killer Mike. Like Van Jones and Killer Mike, they're not betraying the black community. That's stupid. That's foolishness. I can't believe I'm hearing this shit from this lady. I don't know. Maybe I could turn it up for y'all to hear it.
Trump that I think he does not get enough credit for. Yet, just recently, you cried on CNN when Joe Biden was elected the 46th president, and you said it's easier to be a parent now. Character matters now. Truth matters. You even mentioned George Floyd and said a lot of people felt they couldn't breathe. People in the black community don't trust you anymore. What is your response?
Well, I don't think that's true. If you, the entire quote I said was that Trump has done a lot of good stuff he doesn't get credit for, and then I went on to say the reason I didn't get credit for it is because he's done all this horrific stuff, said all this horrific stuff, and it completely erases what he's done. But what happens is social media will take the clip, but they won't show the full context.
Yep. All right. So you saw that.
Yep. That's so true. That's right, Van Jones. That's what I was talking about in the other segment. The media just they're a bunch of instigators. They see the full picture, but they don't ever capture the detail. They don't ever do that. And yeah, and now people tell themselves he's betraying the black community. And he's for her and do y'all realize that she's also black? Do you although she has different political beliefs than you, they we with they're fighting the same fight as black people. They're fighting the same fight. They've got different views. Can we ever have a clash or whatever? And then have a standstill or a stand ground. Can we ever do that? He's betraying the black community. He's no longer black. He's Uncle Tom. Okay. So first he wasn't an Uncle Tom, but ever since he met Candace Owens, he's an Uncle Tom now. Okay. It's just that it's just emotion, bro. Emotion. You can't allow emotions to defy your life. You can't, bro. You just can't. use emotions. I was just talking about this earlier. You got to use emotions for certain times. You got to use emotions to impact somebody's life. Hug somebody. You know, you might not like her beliefs, but maybe Candace Owens needs a hug. I don't like to hug people. I'm more of a fist pump guy. But ever since COVID has happened, I don't do that no more. I haven't fist pumped nobody ever in a while. But maybe Candace Owens maybe needs a hug, a fist pump, because she takes a lot of heat, a lot of hate from people on the left. People are against her. People hate her freaking guts. People call her Uncle Tom. But she's sacrificing her damn life to objectify and to tell black people the truth that one day black people gonna realize black people are gonna realize one day that they're gonna no longer need the Democrats. Some of us are. That's why some of us are moving in the middle or moving to the right. Some of us are realizing that we don't even need the Democratic Party no more. Because they brainwashing us and they treating black people like trash. They are. You want to stay Democrat, that's you. They fake as hell, that's all I can tell you. They want to be claimed for the people, but in these inner cities, black people are getting killed and gunned down by their own people. People like, you know, Candace Owens are just telling the truth. They're just telling you. Yes, every race of people kill each other too, but her prime objective is black people. What black people can do. What we can do. What we can make a change. You know, instead of calling her Uncle Tom, learn from her. I know she could be come across as a know-it-all and all that other stuff. But learn from him, man. Learn from ABL. Learn from Anthony, not Michael Brown. Learn from Officer Tatum. Learn from Larry Elder. Learn from Thomas Sowell. Learn from all these people. Walter E. Williams. Learn from all these people so you get a different perspective. You might learn something. I've learned from stuff on the right and the left. Learn something, bro. Old saying. There was an old saying, one of my best sayings. The mind is a terrible thing to waste. You either going to have a growth mindset or a fixed. I have a growth mindset with a little bit of a fixed. And the reason why it's fixed, because I don't want to go bungee jumping or whatever. I don't want to go do those things. I don't do stupid shit. God forgive me. Forgive me for cussing, but it's the truth. But black people wake up because we're no longer going to need the Democrats.
And how much the defense budget is. They don't get into all of that kind of stuff. People got lives and they're busy. They got kids and friends and family. They're not going to be deep into it like how many of us are that are watching this video. So how could she make that statement? It doesn't make any sense at all. The View is where you go to get attacked. If you have any kind of favorable view of the right. And don't get it twisted. I'm not necessarily a big Van Jones fan. I'm not going to be holding the pom-poms for Van Jones when he walks out of his apartment in New York City or wherever he lives. I'm not going to be that guy. But at the same time, I appreciate him for working with the other side, coming to the right. He's clearly a leftist. That's not even something that really can be debated in my humble opinion. But I appreciate him working with the other side for what he believes in, which is criminal justice reform. You know, getting guys out of the penitentiary that shouldn't be there. A thing that Trump championed. I know it could be a hard thing being on the left, especially as a black person, because there's a heightened level of scrutiny on you to be 100% loyal to that side.
I don't fuck with either side. Oh, one last thing. If you're a listener of my podcast, it's like if you're listening for me from Spotify, Apple Music, any of those podcast apps or anything, please, if you have Instagram or Snapchat, please send me some feedback. Like, what should I improve on my podcast? Is it my audio quality? Should I talk more? What should I do more on my podcast in order for me to improve on here? In order to reach out to my fans, people that be listening to my podcast, because y'all are the real ones that actually have made me come back and try to change up my name instead of Teddy's Mind and revive my whole podcast series. So if you got Snapchat or Instagram, reach me out.